Question was asked, how come we find in Megillat Esther that the month is called Adar, and not only by number the way we find in the rest of Tanakh? And the second question was, is this the only place? No, it's not the only place. We do find in the books of the exile, the books that were written while the Jews were in exile, that the months have names. The Jerusalem Talmud says that the names of the months were actually names that the Jews adopted in Babylon or Persia and brought them back with them from the exile, meaning prior to the exile and destruction of the first temple, the Jewish people did not have names for the months. Rather, the months were called first, second, third, etc. Once we were in the exile and there we adopted names for the months, then we came back to Israel and brought those names with us. So you're right that the books that were written during that period of the exile and redemption from the exile start referring to the months by name.